Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Getting to Baby a Food. First Fertility Plan to Improve Your Odds and Shorten Your Time to Pregnancy is a practical health and wellness book written by fertility specialist Angela Fire and dietitian Judy Simon. But it sits at the intersection of reproductive medicine, nutrition, and lifestyle education, and it argues that fertility is not shaped by medical treatment alone. Instead, the authors present food and daily habits as meaningful levers that can support conception and improve outcomes before or alongside fertility care. The book is organized around a clear, accessible premise: a nutrient-dense eating pattern, combined with sensible lifestyle changes, may help support hormone balance, egg and sperm quality, ovulation, and overall reproductive health. Rather than promoting extreme diets or a supplement-heavy approach, it emphasizes balance, whole foods, and evidence-informed choices. Its purpose is both educational and practical, offering readers a framework they can apply to everyday meals while navigating a highly emotional and often confusing fertility journey. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a food-first model that connects fertility to everyday nutrition choices. The central argument of the book is that fertility should be approached through everyday food choices, not only through drugs, procedures, or last-minute interventions. Tyre and Simon frame nutrition as a foundational part of reproductive health, making the case that what people eat can affect the biological conditions needed for conception. This matters because fertility problems often feel unpredictable or purely medical, but the book shows that diet quality can influence factors such as inflammation, insulin regulation, oxidative stress, and nutrient availability. The authors do not claim that food can solve every infertility issue, but they do present eating well as a realistic way to support the body before or during treatment. That positioning is important. It gives readers an area of agency without overselling results. The book therefore stands out as a bridge between clinical fertility care and practical self-management, translating nutrition science into a strategy that feels usable in daily life. Secondly, Mediterranean-style eating and the role of nutrient-dense whole foods. A major theme in the book is the use of a Mediterranean-inspired whole foods eating pattern to support fertility. The authors stress fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, healthy fats, and adequate protein as the core building blocks of a fertility-supportive diet. This approach is not presented as a trendy elimination plan, but as a pattern associated with better metabolic health and, in some contexts, improved reproductive outcomes. The reasoning is straightforward. These foods deliver fiber, antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals that support cellular function and hormone production, while also helping stabilize blood sugar and improve overall metabolic health. The book gives readers a practical way to think about meals, such as building plates with color, texture, and variety, rather than obsessing over narrow rules. That practical framing is one of its strengths because it makes fertility nutrition feel sustainable. Instead of treating food as a set of restrictions, the book uses meal composition as a tool for improving physiological conditions that matter for conception. Thirdly, why the book warns against supplement stacking and nutritional excess. Another important contribution of the book is its caution against the assumption that more supplements automatically mean better fertility. Many fertility patients are encouraged by the supplement market to combine prenatals, fertility blends, antioxidants, and extra vitamins, but the book argues that this can become counterproductive. The authors stress that nutrient balance matters, and that some vitamins, including vitamin A, can be problematic when taken in excess. This is a valuable corrective because fertility advice online often leans toward aggressive supplementation without clear clinical oversight. By emphasizing food first, the book encourages readers to meet nutrient needs through meals while using supplements carefully and selectively, ideally with professional guidance. The broader implication is that fertility care should avoid simplistic "more is better" thinking. The book is especially useful for readers who feel overwhelmed by supplement marketing because it replaces uncertainty with a more restrained, evidence-conscious approach centered on adequacy, not excess. Fourthly, recipes and meal-building strategies that make fertility nutrition practical. The book is not only theoretical, it includes recipes and meal ideas that show how to translate nutritional guidance into real food. This practical layer matters because fertility advice often fails when it is too abstract to use in daily cooking. By offering dishes such as nutrient-rich salads, and by encouraging flexible meal construction, the authors show readers how to implement the principles without needing specialized ingredients or complicated routines. The emphasis on building grain bowls, using seasonal produce, adding nuts and seeds, and combining plant-based foods with appropriate proteins demonstrates that fertility nutrition can be both structured and adaptable. This is a meaningful feature because many readers are dealing with stress, time pressure, and medical appointments, all of which make rigid diets unrealistic. The book's recipe-based approach turns recommendations into habits. It helps readers understand not just what to eat, but how to organize food in a way that is repeatable, emotionally manageable, and aligned with a broader fertility-supportive pattern. Lastly, evidence-informed guidance for people navigating infertility and treatment decisions. The book is designed for people who are trying to conceive and want a more informed role in their own fertility care. Its guidance is especially relevant for readers dealing with conditions commonly associated with infertility, such as PCOS, endometriosis, fibroids, or concerns about egg quality, while also acknowledging that male factor issues and treatment pathways like IVF may be part of the picture. What distinguishes the book is its effort to combine clinical expertise with behavioral and nutritional practicality. It does not frame food as a substitute for medicine, but as a way to improve the odds of conception, potentially shorten time to pregnancy, and support better outcomes if assisted reproduction becomes necessary. That makes the book useful both for people early in their fertility journey and for those already engaged with specialists. The overall value lies in giving readers a coherent, evidence-minded plan rather than isolated tips, which is especially important in a field where misinformation and emotional urgency often go hand in hand. In conclusion, Getting to Baby is best suited for readers who want a structured, medically informed, and food-centered approach to fertility, women and couples trying to conceive, especially those who feel overwhelmed by supplements, conflicting internet advice, or the pressure to move immediately to medical intervention will likely find it most useful. It is also relevant for readers with PCOS, endometriosis, or other common fertility-related concerns who want to understand how nutrition and lifestyle may complement clinical care. The book's practical benefit is that it turns fertility nutrition into something concrete, a way of eating, shopping, and cooking that can be sustained over time. Its intellectual value is that it presents fertility as multifactorial, while still identifying areas where behavior and diet can matter. Compared with many books in the fertility genre, it stands out for its clinician-dietitian partnership, its restraint around supplementation, and its emphasis on real-world application rather than miracle cures. That balance makes it a credible and usable guide for readers who want informed action instead of hype. If you would like to support Angel Athire, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.